Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition to Protect America's Healthcare.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We start this morning with a new reality. The shutdown clock has started. There are just 8 legislative days left to pass a spending bill. Congress is expected to leave it to the last minute, no surprise there, and take up a funding bill the week of April 24th. What can go wrong?
In addition to funding the government, House Republicans are still picking up the pieces when it comes to their health care bill. Speaker Paul Ryan, in an interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell on this morning, CBS This Morning, basically acknowledged that if Republicans can't step up their game soon, President Donald Trump will work with Democrats instead.
One thing we're watching very closely is the back and forth between the House and Senate over their Russia probes. Senate Intelligence Chairman Richard Burr and Democrat Mark Warner were completely bipartisan on Wednesday, landing a few punches in the Capitol together. Their message? We are the adults in the room, and we're more than happy to fill the void with the House inquiry in shambles.
And the will she or won't she guessing game on Ivanka Trump is finally over. Ivanka is becoming an official government employee. She will serve as an unpaid advisor to Trump in the White House, taking on the title of senior advisor. Ivanka isn't the only Trump family member to have a new gig. Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, has been hired by the Trump campaign's digital vendor as a senior consultant.
Kellyanne Conway is causing controversy again. The American Association of Political Consultants gave Conway its MVP award last week, causing a major backlash by several of its members who believe Conway violated the group's code of ethics.
In the juice, we've got Kate Bedingfield, Vice President Biden's former communications director, heading to Monumental Sports and Entertainment as its Vice President of Communications. There are several football players up on Capitol Hill today to try and build support for their work on criminal justice reform and improving police and community relations. Veteran Democratic media consultant Jim Jordan is joining California-based SCN Strategies. And a very happy birthday to former Alaska Senator Mark Begich, founder of consulting firm North Compass Group. He is celebrating in Anchorage this weekend with Deborah and Jacob. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.